We do look at self-construction through the language. What is the child trying to do here with this testimony? I mentioned the issue of the language. Which language does the child use? Does that show anything about the self-image that the child has and the self-construction through the testimony? If a child chooses to write in Hebrew, for example, even though the experiences were in a different language and his background at home was not so much, that wasn't his first language, what does that show about his identity and his self-construction? Does that mean that he wants to identify with the Zionist movement and live in Israel? Or does it mean that he just wants to distance himself from the language of the perpetrators? So that we definitely see through the choice of language, the structure of the testimony, does the child have a unified kind of style of writing, or is it messy and it stops and starts and is choppy? And what does that show us about the identity of the child and the way he constructs his identity through that specific testimony? So yes, we look at it and we compare different types of self-constructions and through the different types of testimonies.